Great to have your company, family, on this Monday edition of the Rush Hour.
Were you on? Where am I?
We're on, baby.
Sounded like it was just one microphone at that point. All right, hey, welcome to the Monday edition of the Rush Hour. Yeah. Great to have your company. The big guy's here. I'm here. Murph's here as well, wearing shoes, so it must be a special occasion. Welcome, Joe.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Beautiful weather. I just want to say, Lou, that and to the family, I'll apologise right now for this next 60 minutes. I'm high as a kite. I'm fair dinkum high, right up there with the great man himself.
Been on the tools?
I was on the tools the last 2 days with decking oil. Doing the deck, doing the furniture, outdoor furniture.
Mask?
No.
Oh, dear.
No, and I'll take full responsibility, but by golly, you know, brush in hand, tin in hand, 4 litre hand, off I went. And I am cooked.
Cabots, what was it?
So I had another squirt of the day, Lou, before I come into headquarters to talk to the family.
That's lovely. Can I suggest this?
So, just pre-warn you.
Can I suggest this, Murph and family? Lord. If things go well, that we continue the theme of the decking oil. let's just give it a chance, everyone, and just see where this ends up today.
Everything's loose, Lou.
It might be a new playground we should be playing in.
I don't
care. He's still kicking. He's playing, and playing a lick.
And Sean Craig Murphy in his day.
Hey. Allegedly.
Murph hasn't done a lot of decks. Murph has not done a lot of decks in his day.
All right.
And probably best not to go to Murph Town whenever you're around that topic.
All right, let's go.
Big show, Duck Club. And the messages are coming thick and fast.
Oh, yes.
Got ourselves a little sports wrap. I'll give you an update on Operation Pageant.
How I went. This is great news.
It's coming in the 6 o'clock hour. I got a Q&A. Quanda, today, Quanda. Here on the Rush Hour.
Am I Tommy Jones?
Who?
Is it Jonesy?
Close.
Tom Jones. Jesus Christ.
Tony
Jones. There you go, Luke.
It started with the T. Again, as I said, I'm liking the decking oil.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Right. What else we got, Luke?
We got Adam Gilchrist coming up as well. And, of course, a shout-out. I know he can't hear us. To Officer Frank. With that catch in the cricket, I tell you what, the crowd catching, have a good hard look at yourself, Adelaide, all right? I don't want no replicas of what went on down in Hobart. When the test gets to town, I want us to be very sharp. If you missed it, here is Officer Frank.
That's put away. Put away nicely from Sean Marsh.
Oh, he's over.
And the big fella goes over, and he knows it's a great catch.
Good on him.
Thank you very much.
Well,
I might be on the job, but I'm taking the catch.
And the high fives, too.
Brilliant.
All in a Kevlar vest.
Yes.
He's been promoted magnificent.
To
the detective. All right. Adam Gilchrist coming up next to talk all things cricket. Yeah. I just want to leave you with this
don't
thought.
Don't start on the cricket.
Today I rolled in early to work just to do a little bit of stuff, and I was just hiding out of sight of everybody. And Jars, who rolls in, as everybody knows, you're larger than life. And that's not a metaphor. He is larger than life. All right. Just some of the banter that comes out, Murph. I have to tell it. Like, he was talking to one of our mates, one of our sales boys who plays a bit of golf with. He goes, Nails, I'm bombing at 400, 450 at the moment with my driver. And Nails starts to laugh, and then Jars goes, how long are fairways? then he went, instead of going backwards, Nails goes, well, the average fairway is probably 250. He goes, well, I'm hitting at 500, 600. And then wait for this one.
Come on, Lou.
Triple Emma, Murph, who is now on our Triple M roster. MG. So he sits next to her and he goes through, how's your shift, and pretends to be intrigued about what she does. And he says, I'm going to call you Missy from now on, with no reason or rhyme for it, just decided to give her a nickname. And then the banter turned to this. Somehow it came up, because Jars was talking about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which he didn't say like that either.
Maz and I went yesterday.
He goes,
no, said that
and he said to Emma, who I think was still listening at this point, I didn't know, because I didn't have a line of sight, so I can't confer. I played footy like Freddie Mercury, said Jars. Emma replied, what was that like? Then Jars replied,
oh, don't.
You'll have to come over and watch the tapes. It's high, right? He said, get some fish and chips. You'll be there for a few days.
Adam Gilchrist is coming up next.
And that's without a word of a lie.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Chris Confort, oh, what a shot. We're gonna call you. Perfect hook shot. All of the
time. Gilchrist is devastating.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah, Gilly, welcome to the Rush Hour. Great to have your company, mate. How's that feeling with you now? You heard it a second time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Into it now. You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. That's not you.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just easing into it. Devastating. Jeez. I heard that name and that word in there as well.
Jeez, Gilly, for a bloke who you don't even know, he says it's not you.
Okay. All right. Can we cut it off now then? See you later, boys.
I tell you what, Jars, lucky we paid for this interview. Otherwise, Gilly would have just hung up.
Well, let's put it down number five then.
I like it. I'll tell you what, you reckon that's as good as Chris Lynn opening, don't you? What do you reckon, Gilly? What are we thinking there?
Come on, Linny.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was a gamble.
Not sure. Yeah, gamble. I personally probably see him in the middle order somewhere. Yeah. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're probably warming a seat there, aren't we, for when Warner comes back. So it doesn't matter who has a crack there. A
little segue there with Warner and Smithy. And Hurley reckons the boys should be allowed back into Shield cricket January 1. You got a take on that at all?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it'd be good for Australian cricket if they were involved in our cricket rather than going overseas and playing in the T20 leagues that they will be playing in. I think that it's been set and, you know, just got to ride it out.
Now, Gilly, Aussies lost the series 2-1 to South Africa. The top order failed again and wayward death bowling. So what will need to change going forward into the World Cup?
Yeah, well, they'll probably have Warner and Smith back, so that'll help the top order. Right. Sean Marsh, brilliant. Yeah, that was an amazing innings. Mm. Amazing how much people dislike him.
He keeps
punching it out.
Mm. No, yeah.
Certainly in white ball cricket too, I reckon he's been underutilised in the one-day game. Sean Marsh, there's been this push to have him in the test, but that's his third ODI 100 this year. He got a couple over in England, so that's good. Bowling was atrocious at the end. Mm. Yeah, really, really bad. So they'll sit back and work it out. But I think, as demonstrated by the South Africans when they bowled late, the good old-fashioned jam it in the Yorker.
That's it.
That worked pretty well, didn't it? Yeah.
Gilly, we need to address the pandemic that is sweeping the nation. That is crowd-catching. It is deplorable.
Oh, absolutely, that's Hobart.
Deplorable. Hobart, hang your head in shame.
Yeah.
And thank God for Officer Frank.
He was desperate. He made reference to it, didn't he? He said, "I've been watching the boys on the hill. They're rubbish." Had the bulletproof vest on, thankfully, because it was going like a tracer bullet.
He held
onto it. It was a good old wrestle that. But Hobart are notoriously bad on that hill.
They are too.
You've seen one over there, haven't you? That was one of yours. You just cleared him, gave him no opportunity that time, did you?
Well, I think my one landed up in someone's backyard and they stole the ball.
Gilly, do we need to put some money on the end of it for these supporters? It used to be like $1,000 if you caught a cricket ball.
$400 or something,
Let's get $5,000 a catch let's give them an incentive so they can do some fielding practice during the week at home.
I think in New Zealand, they had that promo. A beer company had it. You had to be wearing the T-shirt of the particular beer, and a bloke took it and got $100,000, I reckon.
Bring it back.
That'd work.
How are we expecting our players to hang on to it if you can't catch them in the crowd?
If Alex Carey can't catch them with gloves on, how the supporters in the hill can?
Jeez. I don't know, 100 large, I reckon you'd be in the backyard practicing before you went out there.
Left and right.
And you'd have your eyes peeled and you'd be on the mid-stream, Gilly. Gilly, what about Ian Healy's been quite vocal? Had a bit of a crack at the Cricketers Association, suggesting that they're behaving like a union. Now, I know they are a union, but he said they need to take more or a greater share of the blame for the cultural problems, just not the admin side who are to blame.
Yeah, I'd probably agree a little bit there with Heels. I think it's just the going all back through the whole thing. You don't need to mention every issue, but the pay dispute and all that stuff, it all just got so public from both sides, the Cricket Australia and the Players Association. It's real tit for tat, wasn't it? So they've been a bit opportunistic on the back of this big review and report that came out to try and call for the players' bans to be lifted. Yeah, I heard a little whisper around last night, post-game that there may be some movement at the ACA, the Cricketers Association, as to moving people on. So we'll wait and see over the course of this week if there's any changes. Because there's been a bit of blood letting it head off as
the Cricket
Australia.
Yes.
India are obviously coming. Virat Kohli has ordered a countryman out of the country because he doesn't rate him and he likes to watch other batsmen batting.
He's a prime minister already.
I mean, what sort of powers has this man got?
He's unreal.
I think he's the most powerful voice in world cricket, but he looks like he might be the most powerful voice in India, which is 1.2 billion of them.
Yeah.
He just wanted to flick the switch and send them out, deport them, didn't he?
Yep. What about your run-ins with him, Gilly? Did you cross paths at all when he was a younger bloke or not?
Yeah, he was starting as I was finishing, and he was a pretty vibrant youth then. I think he has mellowed a little bit, had someone decapitated. But,
I'd hate to see him in his prime.
Yeah, he's maturing into a nice leadership role, but at the end of the day, he's a little terrier, isn't he? So the emotion comes through. He will be box office this year, though, this summer when he gets out here. He's probably the best batsman in the world at the moment in all formats, which is not an easy feat.
Oh, very nice. Gilly, great to get your insight. Surely you blokes will be sending a plaque down to Officer Frank for that catch. That's the catch of the season so far.
It's got to be the highlight reel.
It will be. I'm sure it'll be well and truly used this year. But, the Aussies a bit disappointing in the end. It was fizzled out, but they've got the T20 on Saturday night at Gold Coast. So, Gold Coast with Warnie. How good can life get?
Oh, Jesus. That's got
the canal will be packed.
That's got red light review. You name it. Everything happening, Gilly. Get out.
All right.
God love you.
Great to talk to you, Gilly. Have fun. Right.
See you. See you, lads.
See you, buddy.
Only Triple M's very own Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M. For those who missed it on Friday, we were alerted to the fact that it was Jars' 29th anniversary coming up across the weekend. And we sought the family's help a little bit because you did come in a little underdone. I think the words were zero game, no game, negative game when it came to what you were going to produce. So what happened?
Well, it wasn't until about midday yesterday that we found a nice little establishment on O'Connell Street.
Yep, nice.
Tony's Tomatoes restaurant.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. It was a good crowd there. So we booked in at 6. And invited our daughter, little Riley Catherine Jarman attended. So it was three of us and it was a lovely little get-together.
Yeah, plus one at the anniversary dinner.
Yeah, it was nice.
A fallback. Extra.
No, it was good. I drove in.
Question is, and I think all the fans and the family are thinking the same as me. Did you have to play the switch much to get around her?
Played
an extra man back all night.
Very disciplined. Didn't play a plus one at all.
What is going on?
I just felt, it was just nice to be around the family at Tony's Tomatoes.
I'm going to play you a grab.
Yeah, of course you can.
All right. Because I love you dearly.
Yeah.
If there's man love on this show, it's coming from me to you and a little bit back from time to time.
Right, you are.
You and I are massive fans of Jack Nicholson.
I think
it's best that Jack sum things up. And I staggered across this on Twitter and I thought, geez, this probably sums up because I saw the post on social media that you had a plus one at your anniversary dinner.
Okay. Oh, you did you?
And I was a little shattered. So I thought, what can I get for you that can just really rouse the demon in your side and get you up and going? And I think it's best that the great man, who we love dearly, Jack Nicholson, sends you this message.
You're just a young kid. What are you doing here? You got to be out in a convertible, bird dogging chicks and banging beaver. What are you doing here, for Christ's sake?
What are you doing? You still got it? Master's still got it.
Who's Jack talking to there?
He's in the asylum at that point. That's from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, no.
You should be bird dog and Maz. What are you doing to me?
I gave Maz a nice hug.
You're in good order. You're losing weight. Oh, you're ripping things up. Bring your A game.
We had a lovely evening. We had a cup of tea together.
Playing against a plus one, Fernicum. You know what I want to get you for your birthday? What was your anniversary, by the way? I thought it was tools, but it was...
It's furniture, all but right. There's two of them. There's the old traditional one and the new one.
All right, well, I'm...
I thought it was tools.
Expect this week, via delivery van, a rocking chair and a blanket for you.
That's does the rocking chair need decking oil?
It's the new show. It's the old man and Louis.
$1,000 up for grabs right now.
Get it! Convertible. I'm in pre-season.
Get a convertible and go bird dogging.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
And call 133353 to play the quiz. A certain individual's already done that. Jar, who is lucky enough to be playing the quiz today, chasing down $1,000?
Lou, we're off to Port Noarlunga South, and Trent joins us on a Monday. G'day, Trent, and welcome.
G'day, Charles and Louis. How you going?
Good, Trenty boy. Trenty. A few blowings would have been down your way with the weather on the weekend.
A little bit, yeah. Down to Toonville today. So.
Nice. Just tell them leave it as they found it and everything will be okay. Mate, you've got 10 questions, 60 seconds, one Automasters lifeline at your discretion. Mm. And I'll hand you over to Just and wish you all the best of luck. Your time will start at the end of the first question, okay?
No worries, thank you.
Here we go.
Who won the one-day match between South Africa and Australia in Adelaide on Friday, Trent?
Australia.
Name the 36er import who was cut from the side on the weekend.
Wow.
Pass.
How many goals did the Reds kick yesterday at Hindmarsh?
Automasters.
Which Australian tennis player won $429,000 on the weekend?
Alex Diminor.
True or false? The Matildas were beaten by Chile on the weekend.
True.
Name the two Australian players who made it into Duck Club yesterday.
Chris Lynn and Stark.
Name the Crows player who got married on the weekend.
No invite. No.
Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah. How many games in a row have the 36ers lost now?
Oh dear.
Three or four?
Five. Four.
Okay, five. Who's playing at Cooper Stadium November the 19th next year?
Quick.
Next year.
Quick.
Kiss.
What day next week is the AFL National Draft?
Quick.
Wednesday.
Oh, Trenty.
It's always tough on a Monday. Get the brain into gear.
Yeah,
tough. You got accents coming at you left, right and centre early on.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
I don't move. Punch it in.
Analysing now.
No longer south.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Correct.
Not bad for Monday,
Jar. Yeah, good effort.
I'll
Luke.
Take that. Good effort there, Trenty boy. For your troubles, you win.
$100 worth of instant scratchets. Share the joy this Christmas with instant scratchets. Yours.
That was good.
All right. Thanks for playing, Trent.
Just wanted to say, Jar, don't get that Legends game too. That was unbelievable.
Mm. Can I give Trent another prize, please?
No.
It's so easy.
What we do, Trent, we really appreciate your feedback.
Love you, mate.
But he's been giving us the same feedback by himself still since the event. We'll take it on board because it's correct.
Good effort, mate.
All right, good effort.
Take care, buddy. Well done, mate.
Everyone else playing along at home, the 36er import who was cut was?
Well, he's quick. Gonski. He got told the night before.
Still played.
Yep.
Started.
Drish de Leon.
Drizzy DeLong.
All right, and, see you later.
Andrew Bogut rightly pointed out on Twitter, it's one of the first times ever someone's been cut, yet played, still played, and not only played, started the game.
Correct.
Scored the first points.
Copped that, Joey.
All right, Automasters was how many goals did the Reds kick yesterday? Yeah. They didn't get any.
Zero.
Two-zip loss to Perth.
Our coach needs to take full responsibility
certainly
for that.
Certainly does.
That
Duck Clubbers from the Australian team.
Yeah.
Mitchie Stark was one, and our man Zamps.
Well,
Adam Zampa.
Waiting for a phone call.
And the national draft starts next Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Number eight, Lou?
Eight. How many games in a row have they lost? Four. Mm. We got there in the end on that one.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Well, I thought he said five.
He did, but then I threw in a three or four.
That's true.
We can't do that.
The empathy kicked in from my side.
Well, he was never going to win. So,
still,
it was a pity point.
Yeah. It's still.
Good on you, Trent.
I didn't ruin it for anyone playing at home in the car.
No, you didn't.
You know?
No, you didn't.
Which would be a strange thing to do to be at home and sitting in the car.
Have you got a Ford?
Tough question. Yeah.
Got a Ford? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs.
What about the accents?
Yeah, even Duck got an accent.
Well, I was playing along then. I thought I'll join in.
Call 1300 Automasters. Rush Hour, Triple M. If you got a donut on the weekend, or you know someone who did, get set to respond. Duck Club is coming up soon with the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on Triple M.
Hotline going off too, Jars, 8299 8091. If you don't have the plumps to call live on, on air, 133353, that's where you go.
We'll track you down anyway.
8299 8091. Yes, and you have got information, someone's career has ended.
Yeah, yeah, after three ducks in a row for his respective.
That's what happens when you don't purge. Well, probably the equivalent of ducks in basketball is four and on the trot. The 36ers are really struggling at the moment. Yeah. Got the new import coming in, Demetrius Konga, runner-up in the MVP last
year. He's a gun.
Where's our man?
Well,
our basketballing expert.
Oh.
Bruce from Beverly. Bruce, if you're listening, maybe a little update on Demetrius and a little fact file for us. You know,
he's still our guy.
Well, yeah, our go-to.
He is our man.
And so is Joey Wright, but he's not happy with what he's seeing.
Right now, when you talk about bottle half full or half empty, we got probably an offset of too many guys that's half empty. And you got to have that belief when you're coming back, coming from behind, or if you lost a couple games in a row, you have to have that belief. Right now, I just think our leadership is not there.
And also, Jazz, the roster, the turnover. We're missing certain players. And obviously,
Mickey Creek's a massive loss.
Number one.
Yep.
The Chill.
Yep. He was very good, played his role.
Just that balance. Our role players don't appear to be there at the moment.
Shannon Shorter, loved him, got in their face, got our crowds up.
Mm.
Anyway. So,
just trying to work it out.
We're trying to work it out, Lou.
But we're sticking Fat Joe and we're still here and we're available, aren't we, for a shoot-around?
We are. We need a phone call.
Because we're a little bit of glass half full kind of guys.
Well, we are with our state teams.
All right. So, yeah.
Okay.
Get on board, stick with that. Your man. Your boy.
Well, what's happening?
Alex Dimonall.
Yeah.
She finished the year in a high. Rock and rolled in the final, but finishes the year ranked 31 in the world.
Wow.
Number 31. What an effort.
He's top five next year.
And picked up the most improved at the ATP Awards.
And $420,000 check straight into his bank account.
Mm. Doesn't look like the kind that would probably blow it on strippers and hookers.
No, not like your boy, Tommy. Where's he gone?
Bernie and Kyrgios.
Where's Bernardi? Oh, Nico.
No, Bernie's on the way back. Bernie won his first tournament not that long ago. Don't worry about Bern.
They're your boys.
The jungle fixed Bern.
Mm.
That 2 days in the jungle really straightened him out.
But well done to Alex.
Absolutely. Doing wonderful things.
What else you got, Luke?
He's the new Energizer Bunny, by the way. He just doesn't stop.
He's a little Lele.
Oh, he's crazy.
He's a miniature Lele.
I personally think he doesn't try hard enough.
he's got to train harder.
Oh, go a bit harder. Nah. Let's talk Adelaide United. Your boys, we mentioned it before. 2-0 loss. Yeah. I mean, really ordinary. Marco, you got a message?
Marco. He made three changes. He didn't need to make three changes for yesterday's performance. Three unnecessary changes. You were winning. You had two very, very good games.
Momentum.
And he flirted with his winning side. You don't do that. You don't do that, Marco. Arrogant attitude, far as I'm concerned.
And then the other one,
paid a price for it. I'm serious. I watched the whole game yesterday. I was flat ass.
Yeah. Well, you've had a quiet weekend too. Well, is that why it was a plus one for the anniversary dinner? The Reds have got him down.
Well, we stuck. I've got to watch the boys because they are our boys. Yeah, right. But anyway, they've got to bounce back. We've got to find a striker that can hit the back of the bloody net because Craig Goodwin can't do it all the time.
How many years have we been looking for a talisman?
Four. 4 years we've been asking
Where's
for a
Bruce?
Mate. Well, Bruce Jidde. Actually, that's a good call.
That was our man.
Get Brucey back.
Since we've had Big Bruce up front.
Hmm.
We were just banging them and having a
And they played a Legends game before the game, and Marcelo Karuska played for us.
Yeah.
Right? He's back in Adelaide.
Yeah,
mate,
yeah.
They reckon he blitzed it. No, he still should be playing now.
They reckon it
in
was the
Reds.
Equivalent of your EJ Witten performance. Who keeps handing me these notes?
What else happened?
Jack Watts returned to preseason a week early.
Jack.
How is that even a story?
You're not happy about that?
No. If Jack wants to be fair dinkum, I'd be back more than a week early.
Mm.
I would. Go and change your body shape, Ace. Go and do something.
I saw a photo of him kicking a footy. Nothing's changed, has it, young Jackie boy?
I mean,
I think it's a good thing, though, he's gone back early to help his young blokes out. That's a good thing for Jack, isn't it?
I don't care if you go back early. I mean, go away and get your head right so you come back and play some good footy.
Who's the Carlton lad you spoke about off air that's come back looking like he's
McKay
done a bit of work in his
arms.
So he's actually done some work to get ready for a tough year.
Get yourself up and about.
You know what? Yeah.
Find a way.
Come back.
You know?
Come back in a different shape.
Show them something different.
And the coaches, get the coaches to go the old,
wow. Notice.
Where's he been?
Yeah, you know, get a new nickname. Biggie. Big arms.
Yeah,
Biggie. Something like that. I don't know.
Guns.
Guns
of Navarone.
Whatever you
want
to do.
Alberton.
The guns.
Mm.
All right. And lastly, but not leastly, We love a national anthem here on this show.
Oh, no, don't.
Your boys, obviously. I mean, when the Scots win, it just goes berserk.
Get emotional when they... Oh, what's happened? Your boys?
My boys got up.
Oh, no, he's got
the
up.
The Welsh.
Oh, don't. Can they sing?
Beat the Wallabies 9-6.
Keep going, Sean.
Fair enough. If you're standing next to anyone at work, put an arm around
them. This is beautiful.
Sway left to right.
It's a beautiful national anthem. Oh, Louis.
Take me. Take it out.
Listen to that.
That wouldn't inspire you for a game.
And what about it? And what about our boys?
What rabble do we serve up?
We are a rabble at the moment. But, hey, talk about needing a clean out. I think the Wallabies, the whole organisation needs a very big clean out.
Allow me to say this, and I'm not really good with puns.
Chico Rowe, he's struggling. Place,
but checkmate.
Duck Club next.
Monday, Jars is Duck Club Day, of course. And what we're trying to do is just an honest attempt to get everybody to have better careers and better times at the crease.
Mm.
Purge, if you get one, so it doesn't follow you around. You've got a great story coming up about a man that got three in a row, so much so, now no longer plays cricket.
Correct.
All right. The hotline number is 8299 8091. They're coming through thick and fast like this.
Buzzer, Port Augusta Cricket Club, Diamond Duck. Ooh. Unluckily run out, straight drive, just clicked the bowler's thumb. And I got out. And the batsman was on 99 not out as well, and we got all out.
Baz. Oh, that is stiff.
From the Port Augusta Cricket Club.
Well done, Baz.
See, he's going to, you know what? He'll make 100 next week, Baz.
The bloke at the other end was stuck out on 99.
He was stiff.
Stiff. All right. Duck Club coming up next on the Rush Hour. Plenty of tweets coming through, too.
Yeah.
Asking if Chris Lynn should be calling in, or Mitch Stark, or Adam Zampa. You know the number, boys.
Stars and Louis.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do at the crease.
He's got him first ball.
It's time to face the music.
LBW first ball.
On the Rush Hour, it's time.
He cannot do anything right with the bat.
For Duck Club.
Five ducks in a row.
The edge and gone. Second delivery of the innings. The first of wide. So Lynn goes. It'll be recorded as a golden duck.
Jeez, Lenny.
Big Lenny. That's a no from me for him playing 50 over format.
No, he can only play T20s. He thinks he's playing T20s in 50 over cricket. You got 10 overs to just find your feet.
He needs four overs to just destroy any attack in the world.
Belt everyone, Luke.
So how about you get your eye in us?
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway.
We're waiting for his phone call.
He's in there, Duck Club. All right. Hotline is 8299 8091. If you lack the plumps to call in live on Monday or Tuesday, get to that line, record your message. Yeah. And then
we'll play it tomorrow.
And purge.
And district cricket, they're back.
Yep.
The vultures are back.
Yeah.
They won't ring.
They don't. What are you too good for us?
No, well, that's the attitude out there.
I'm a district
from West Torrens.
I'm a district player.
That's what he said. He said to his boys, "You better ring Charles and Louis if you make
it." Just a simple call. We only need one of you.
Yeah.
Just to call on behalf of all the others.
We take this stuff seriously, don't we?
Because I'll tell you what, a week is a long time in cricket.
Now, we've had an effect on a young man, Bailey Wake, that plays at the Gazer. Oh, sorry, is one of my boys at Gazer, plays at the Parakkad Cricket Club.
Yes.
He made three ducks in a row. Mm.
Didn't call.
And officially retired last weekend.
Well, there you go.
Officially couldn't, said, that's it, I'm done.
That's your version, our version of the karma bus right there, is it not?
Well, it is. Three ducks in a row, and he's put the coffin away.
Well...
All right. So that's the effect we have.
I mean, if you want to play with us
and
run the gauntlet, as they say.
And we're the bloody girls cricketers.
We're trying to help.
You know, the girls want airtime. Well, you get on here, and if you made a duck, give us a call.
Oh, a smart man once said, you're pretty much on the money. And we've got a couple of messages here on our hotline, and one of those is from a young lady. Have a listen.
Hi, my name's Michelle Haddon. I play for North Pines Redbacks. We played last night. And I got out for a golden duck. I got bowled. I'd like to dob some other people in on my team as well. Myra Mordant, she got out for a duck. LBW, debatable. Emily Fricker, she got bowled.
Wow.
Duck. Beck Kilpatrick, she got caught behind. Duck. Danny Woods, she got bowled. Duck. And Shannon Solly, she got bowled too for a duck. So there's six quackers for you. Cheers, boys.
Well done, Michelle.
You, Michelle.
Can I have a prize for Michelle, please?
How prophetic.
You gave them all away before.
No, double passed offspring.
Okay, double passed offspring. Thibberton Theatre, Wednesday the 5th of December. Ticketmaster.com.au.
Brilliant. That's what it's about, Lou.
Thought I was in the middle of a little voice casting session. you say, he says.
North Pines Redbacks Cricket Club.
That's great work.
Michelle's
that is
just
fantastic.
Ripped them. Nice.
Beautifully done.
Now, you've got something in your hand about another cricket club, haven't you?
No, I have. I'll get that at the moment. I've got another message on the hotline.
Not me. The great J.R. Mosey from Yidunda Roberts Sound Cricket Club, ex-South Australian Outback captain, ex-Australian captain for the country team, made a golden duck caught and bowled by Mackie Robinson, Yidunda Roberts Town versus Lindock on Saturday. He should be ringing in.
Well done. J.R. Mosey. Well. All right. And just a quick shout out to VHBA. They had a game against Salisbury North A's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Started well, but then just had five ducks to fly things home with. The Singh brothers got some. Kumar Mani got it.
Yeah.
Vengulpal and
well
Master Supian. Yeah. Geez, the boys. Five of them.
Five
all out
right.
for 177. That is crazy stuff. Keep the good work coming through, gang. Righto, Jazz. Christmas pageant was on the weekend.
How'd you go? Let's just quickly go back to Friday. You had to dodge a bullet with the 4-year-old, right?
Yep.
It was an overt cop. What was it called?
Covert
operation, yeah. Lulu. What happened?
Well, the key was, and as I told everyone on Friday, little girl was at daycare, so I had no control of the situation.
Okay, no.
What's the worst thing when you're running special ops is have a black area, black spot.
Guess
all right,
what?
You don't want that.
No.
That's what I had.
No.
So I had a 12-hour window from about 4 o'clock to the following morning.
Yeah.
Pageant time kicking off from about 9.
And none of the other two were code of silence.
Absolutely. Set them down and there was threats too, mate.
Yeah.
Just don't even bring it up.
They were on edge.
Yeah. Everybody was on edge, particularly me.
Okay.
So, but was able to get through daycare.
Lovely.
Picked her up.
Nice.
A quick little Q&A.
Yes.
Just to see what the lay of the land was.
Lovely.
Thumbs up, all clear.
Right.
So we got home.
Beautiful.
And it was just a reliance on the older siblings to shut your cake holes and just keep it unders.
Yeah.
So Friday night was a breeze.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Saturday morning.
Oh, no.
Because you arise. Sort of get up. There's a bit of talk around. You know, we've got to whip down for a quick coffee.
Right.
Left the kids at home again. Just
TV off.
Yeah. Just hoping. Obviously not reading the paper at 4, thank God.
Yeah.
So everything was all okay. Mm. And sort of roll back with the coffee somewhere around about 8:30-ish.
Right.
And just a bit of visual contact with the wife's eyes. No talking. Just
good.
Because I needed to know the lay of the land.
Clever.
At this time, it was still a clear thumbs
double
up.
Thumbs
everything,
up. Good.
Things going kosher.
Nice.
And then it was just a matter of, you know, here's what I'm doing. What are you guys doing? I went out the back, started digging, moving some dirt.
Yeah.
Just removed myself from the situation.
That's a good tactic.
Well, I didn't want to be bad.
No.
Dad, all right?
No.
And just said just a reminder to the kids, the two old kids. I did the old time-honored tradition.
And
I'm watching
eyes,
you.
Yeah,
watching
good,
you. The
good.
Fingers.
Yeah.
All over you.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. So zip it. Keep
and
it tight.
And TV shut down.
Shut down.
Good. Good.
And then the beautiful thing was, so I got through it. Magically. Done and dusted. None the wiser had happened. Then, of course, the afternoon screening when it comes on Channel 9.
Yeah. What's Rags.
It was this one. What's this? What's this? Is that the Christmas present? Lance, come and have a look at this.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, there's such and such.
Yeah.
Little sidebar. Brenton Ragless tries to do more accents than you.
Oh,
he was pretending to be grandma under the bed with Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
He was pretending. Oh, it was. Tell you what, I was at a point.
Yeah.
I was almost going to have to go down
Is
there.
There's only one in town that can do the accents.
Say, Rags, that's not your role. Get back in your lane, mate. You and
what
Kate.
What was Katie doing?
Just straighty 180 stuff. Straighty 180. That is it.
All
but
right.
What surprised me more than anything, and probably disturbed me more than anything, was our good mate, Tom Wren.
Little Thomas.
Rennie was on the ground, dressed as an elf, doing little crosses in the pageant on the streets.
That's our Tommy.
And I'm thinking, mate, Santa needs you back making all them toys. Hurry up and get home, Tommy.
So what was Lenny's? What was Lenny doing in front of the TV at that stage?
But even at that point, it was great because it was just passing interest.
And just
it was a little bit of a look.
Oh, yeah.
Such
not
as
if, why aren't we down there, Dad?
Yeah, hadn't did see, not that's cotton great. On that's at all.
See, there's the book. There's the rule book. You know, get it out of the dads for next year,
Luke. And as a result, as you do after any great operation,
well played.
And you get the success from the success, the bosses, you crack open a couple.
Lovely. You and Mumsy.
And just celebrate the little wins and in life.
The 300,000 cooked. They were cooking in the road.
Not
the
us.
Chalk.
Went to a three-year-old birthday party yesterday.
Yeah, suck a few.
Everyone was a bit dusty and a bit tired. Not us.
Not the Lewis
we
clan.
We rolled in.
Well played.
And little Lance making new friends. Yeah. She was everywhere. She's everywhere. Fresh as the day.
Santa.
Little kid let his balloon go, went up in the sky, started crying. Not my little
good
one.
Good stuff.
Tied onto the wrist,
well
switched
done.
On.
Get the float out for next year, Luke.
I'm
well
telling
played.
You. So if you need any help next year, I know it's 12 months away.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. I'll give you a debrief. I'll get a copy of the notes, put it together. I can mail it out. We can do whatever here at Triple M. Right. If you need our help, we're here to help.
Well done.